Dear friends, the Apostle Paul is addressing a real issue. He is addressing the issue of sin in the church. Why does he do that? The reason is because the church is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that the Lord Jesus Christ cares for his church and wants to cleanse her, wants to prepare her, wants to make her ready for himself. And so he addresses things. He addresses things in our lives that we should look into and deal with. And so what we find here in this church in Corinth, there was sin, was sexual sin, immoral sins. And there was a failure to discipline sin. And they were compromising over this issue. And so the Apostle Paul is addressing this and he's saying, this ought to be dealt with for the glory of God. And dear friends, it is telling you that in this church here, as it was in church in Corinth, there are sinners. What do sinners do? They sin. And if we go on in sin, there is responsibility by those in the body to deal with it. And he speaks here about the separation of those who are carrying on in that way and not repentant. Now, what should I do? Me, a poor sinner. What should you do? A poor sinner who has fallen into various sins. Dear friends, the only answer, the only solution is found in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the world, the sinner's friend. He doesn't save us when we have sorted everything out in our lives. He saves us in our sins, but he saves us from our sins. He makes us a new person. And so he makes us to hate our sins. So he makes us to run away from sin. And that's what the Christian is doing. The Christian is in this race to the celestial city, to heaven. But also we are running away from our sins. And praise God, the blood of Jesus Christ is so powerful that it cleanses any sinner from their sins when they call upon him with a repentant heart. So be encouraged this morning. It's a solemn passage. We ought to take it very seriously. But be encouraged. There is hope. There is hope in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And may the Lord bless his word to us. Let us come before the Lord in prayer.